What's going on after that ruling of Biden v. Texas? So in last August, the district court injunction was vacated. There are no new enrollments at that time. At this time, it's winding down really, really, really slow. People on the ground start receiving hundreds of people while when this, you know, after this ruling, but now it's been dozens only that have been received in the border. So the process, it's like this. People coming into the U.S. and they will be disenrolled when they go to their court hearing, and they will continue their proceedings in the U.S.
And something that we're seeing in the El Paso Juarez sector, too, is because the process is so slow of the wind down, most people are just entering without inspection, even if they do have a court scheduled for one of the courts right along the border. So if you have a client who was like maybe formerly MPP, I think it's important to look out for any like past removal orders, because from our like court observation that we've been doing over there, there's lots and lots of in absentia removal orders mm-hmm. in the MPP courts.
Thank you. Yeah, when people come to the hearings, those people who has a merits hearing schedule, those reschedules are really inconsistent also, we have information that several immigration judges are not granting continuances for merits hearings. So, but on the other hand, people with master calendars, first and second master calendars, they are rescheduled, they are parole, they are issued I-94 and COA and COE forms, change of address, and change of venue forms. Also, participants that are with criminal history and also in 241 proceedings, reinstatement of removals, they will remain in detention.
And then I think you mentioned to me right before we came in that there was an announcement maybe 2 days ago about kind of end dates for the programs in Laredo and in Brownsville.
Laredo right now, I mean, and this is information for this this week. Laredo MPP will finish any day now. Brownsville is not too far into the future, but it probably could be at the end of October. At the end of MPP. And also, they're going to be dismantling all the 10 courts. Brownsville, we don't know yet, but because they're going to use that facility too for other purposes. But this can change, you know, any day. Because, I mean, this has been the experience of MPP and also now with Title 42.
And do you have a wind-down date for El Paso, or is that still to be determined?
We don't know of a wind-down date for El Paso.
Sorry, I put you on the spot.
Maybe someone does.
All right.
Yeah, actually, it's been reported that Title 42 expulsions have been nearly 1.9 million expulsions between April 2020 and April 2022. Only 2 years. April 2022, the CDC issues a new public health order terminating the previous Title 42 order. And it was supposed to be implemented on May 2022, but as we all know, litigation start. So, in May 2022, the Western District Court of Louisiana, in Arizona CDC. Their ruling was suspending the implementation of that order, of that new order, of that Title 42 termination order. And there have been parallel cases. You know, it's still litigating the termination of Title 42. On the ground, it's been uneven implementation, patchy, sketchy. Title 42 target countries from the Northern Triangle, and most recent, Haiti. And we all know what happened to those Haitians who crossed the border and the encounter with CBP trying to make an arrest. We're still seeing, in a case-by-case basis, those exemptions. Those are based in public safety, humanitarian, health, and vulnerable populations such as LGBTQ.